Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Angie
and Bonnie.
On March 16th of 2021, government agencies conspired together and raided, nay, no-knock raided, or terrorized, if you will, the following. The Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people were arrested, and we refer to these people as the Crypto Six. They were kidnapped and held in cages. Four of them were released on some sort of bail conditions. Ian Freeman was held for just shy of 70 days, and he's just freshly been able to return here. We're thankful for that, but nobody, that's the person named Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, he remains in custody. What can you do to help? Well, first, visit thecrypto6.com. There's a number of bits of information there for you to peruse, including a video of the events of the day. And you can also donate to their legal defense fund in a variety of cryptocurrencies or in regular USD. That's dollars to the rest of you. Because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take a serious legal effort and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom. Visit thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. All right, so we were talking about the lack of training that cops receive and comparing them to, what was it, cosmetologists.
Yep. People who do hair, nails.
They actually are required to get more training than police officers in most places. And while it may be easy for some to write off police killings as a problem of American gun culture, this is not a major factor. According to the same report, Finland has one of the highest gun ownership rates in Europe, with around 32 civilian firearms per 100 people. But incidents of police shooting civilians are extremely rare. We can only find 9 examples of police killings in Finland in the last 2 decades, one of which was an accidental shooting of a prison guard. What's more, as the Free Thought Project reported last month, the majority of police killings involved calls in which there was no crime or the suspect is only suspected of a nonviolent offense. Most killings began with the police responding to suspected nonviolent offenses or cases where no crime was reported, according to a report from policeviolence.org. Of the 1,127 people killed by police in 2020, only 277 of them were suspected of a violent offense. The majority, 658, were suspected of a nonviolent offense or no crime at all, while another 121 were killed over a traffic violation. While there's no direct correlation between lack of training and increase in killing, it's obvious that the training police are receiving in the United States is at least partially responsible for the massive death toll. Obviously, however, the problem is multifaceted. I mean, if you... Sorry, let me rephrase that. I measure systems based on the outcome, right? So if I design a mousetrap, I want to see it actually capture mice.
Okay.
Right? Now, how do I know how effective it is in the marketplace? Well, you have to measure it against other mousetraps. So
right.
Does mine catch more? If it does, then mine's a superior product, right? Now, if the government set out to put police into your neighborhoods to actually protect and serve you, then they would measure that outcome. How many people did they protect? How many people did they serve? Those would be the measurables of the police department, and that is not happening.
No, not at all.
And so then you have to ask yourself, well, what is their desired outcome? Because the police cruisers all say something like to protect and serve on them.
Do they all still say that?
Well, many of them do. Whom are they protecting and serving?
Themselves, each other, the government.
That's right.
They're kings and overlords.
Yes.
You know what this article makes me think of? I remember in, I think, 2016, there was a story that came out, and I think it was Fee that that covered it, that I saw it, that in Georgia, there were these black women who were having people that they knew in their community come over to their house, and they were getting paid to braid, like, little girls' hair, or I guess a grown woman's hair, too.
Yeah.
And the police came, and, like, I don't know if they raided them, but they shut this down because they didn't have cosmetology licenses to braid each other's hair and voluntarily get paid for it. And it would just be really silly if the cops had less training than is required for hair braiding classes or whatever.
If they tried it, like grandma used to cut all of the cousins' hair, including mine. And it consisted of her setting up a chair in the basement near the laundry area. And, like, I mean, it was bowl cut style, right? She grabbed the barber scissors. And right? And all the kids would get basically the same haircut.
It was me cutting Ian's hair.
Did she need a license for that? No.
But she didn't charge you, so they're not going to come shut her down. But now, if they would have tipped these people instead of saying, hey, I'll charge you $80 or $20 to braid your hair, they could say, well, I can't charge you anything, but if you would like to tip me, then I'm happy to do it. And I know this because as a massage therapist, I didn't get my license, but as a massage therapist, I can't charge people because I don't have a license in the state of New Hampshire. In Vermont, I could, but I can go to someone's house and say, yes, I'm happy to give you a 50-minute massage. You're welcome to tip me. The suggested tip amount is da-da-da-da-da. And then I won't get in trouble.
That's interesting. The hoops you have to jump through to provide a product or service of value to somebody who is voluntarily willing to pay it.
It's all about terminology, what you say.
Yeah.
Because if you say the wrong thing, then you're going to get in trouble. They're going to come after you.
Again, I mentioned it earlier, the stupid, it burns. I'm going to move off of this particular subject because there's something else I want to talk about. You guys, I'm sure, have heard how there's been a bunch of incentives to get the COVID vaccine or one of the three COVID vaccines.
No, I don't know about any incentives.
Really?
No, really.
Oh, so they've been giving away free Krispy Kreme donuts?
Oh, okay.
If you go get the jab and then you show your, you get a free
donut. There's not even a Krispy Kreme here.
No, there isn't. There's places where they're giving away a free beer. You bring in your thing and you sit down and they give you a free
beer. I don't drink beer.
There's in Ohio, they're doing sort of a lottery kind of a thing.
Okay.
Where they're giving away $1 million a day for 5 days to people who have gotten the vaccine.
No, I mean, that might be
incentives.
Sorry, they're giving you a chance to win $1 million.
Right, yeah, it's a lottery type thing, right? So you throw your name in the hat, they draw a name, and if it's you, you...
And then the pre-selected government worker's son gets it anyway.
Of course, because we know how these things work. There's more incentives now. This is from thesun.com, a quality rag, I must say. But this says, Justice Jeb, offenders are getting sentences cut in half.
Oh, my gosh.
If they get the vaccine under shocking new policy.
What offenders? Like, do they have to be nonviolent? Or are they just like, here, this pedophile guy, he's going to get this vaccine, he's going to be let out?
Let's see how good this particular journalist is. Certain offenders could get their sentences cut in half if they agree to get the COVID vaccine in a shocking new policy. Georgia's Hall and Dawson counties are offering this incentive in an effort to increase COVID vaccination rates among adults. This incentive will be available to people doing community service as part of their sentence. Hall County Court Administrator Jason Stevenson said that judges can offer up to 20 to 40 hours for those qualified to participate. Stevenson spoke about the new project saying, in our judges' view, every shot in the arm is a service to the community. Oh, that's as ridiculous as I think anything I've ever heard. 603-283-6160. Would you take the jab for less community service?
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
For listening to Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
You can join us, well, at least me. Are you guys going to Forkfest?
Oh, yes. I'll be there for 19 days.
That's a long time.
Right?
Wait, you got to be there before and after?
Yeah, before and after. Before the 18th of June to the 7th of July.
You are a trooper.
Woohoo!
Well, you can join us and other liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for Forkfest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but Forkfest is decentralized, and that means there's no ticket cost and no one's in charge, which makes it all the more fun. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees. You can find the unofficial Telegram chat link and also the unofficial forum. Again, links to those are at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. All right, so we've been talking about this article from The Sun, where apparently one of the newest incentives to try and get people to take one of the vaccines is for the city to offer a reduction in hours of community service to anybody who's been sentenced to community service if they'll agree to get the shot. That seems preposterous.
I thought whenever you talked about the article at the beginning that it was going to be like, you can get your sentence, like if you're sentenced to jail.
Well, of course you did. That was the headline. Right?
Yeah, that would have made it so much better.
So it's a sensational newspaper. They sensationalize everything.
Great source.
Well, how are they going to be corrected?
Well, it's just community service. So, I mean, really, all they're doing is like sweeping floors and working at community kitchens.
Doing
or
yard work.
Yeah, picking up things on the side of the road.
Is that correcting them? Meant to correct them?
Well, the jab's going to kill them, so they're not going to have to worry about them in a certain amount of time.
The jab's probably make them, at least, if not kill them, make them more compliant and docile.
Yeah, they're
going to
be sick and lethargic.
So you've answered your own question.
Yeah, you're right.
Very well. Let's go to somebody calling in. Before I bring them on the line, I want to warn everybody that this person says their name is Nobody. They're not the Nobody that we know that's the host here that's currently still being held hostage by the state. But this is a Nobody calling from Texas. Nobody, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I thought Nobody was a pretty good anonymous name, and I chose that a few months ago before I knew about your Nobody.
Well,
there's room enough in the world for multiple Nobodies.
However, I wanted to talk about the police. That was your first topic this mm-hmm. evening. And I do listen to you regularly, but I've never had a policeman help me ever, any time that I ever needed any help. It was always some law that prevented them from helping me.
Yeah, and you're not alone.
Okay, but on the other hand, if a policeman or a law enforcement officer pulls me over, I do not say, hey, you MF, what are you trying to do? And I don't, you know, if they want to put me in handcuffs and search my car, I don't resist.
So you'll just willingly let them search your car with no probable cause?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to use the argument that you're expecting me to use, but I don't want to get shot.
What do you expect that I would think you would use?
If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to worry about.
Oh,
it's a privacy thing, which it doesn't work out. I mean, you know, I'm a kind of a privacy guy, and I think that that's very important, that you don't want people, you know, snooping on your business whenever it's none of their business.
Well, you're
right. Does that make me a libertarian?
Almost. I mean,
I don't know.
Like the first part is that, do you subscribe to the non-aggression principle? That is to say, do you think that all human interaction should be voluntary?
Oh, yes. But I listened to this crazy duck farmer from Texas, too, so I've been all through that. But I wanted to bring up another topic on a talk radio subject, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. There is this, I guess it's kind of a right-wing theory that big tech is censoring people's talk on, like, let's say Twitter, or I don't know if I can say that on air, but other Facebook, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. And there's a big push like, oh, big tech is evil and they're censoring our speech. But there's a talk radio host, I'm not going to mention any names, but I think he calls himself the Great One, who is supposed to have a buddy. Somebody's name online?
You can say whatever you want as long as it's not a bad word.
Okay. Well, there's this this guy. He's a talk radio guy. Sometimes he steps in. He's kind of a personality online. Dan Bongino, who's supposed to be part of a parlor that a big organization, Amazon, shut down their servers so that they couldn't have a free speech.
Right.
But this certain radio host is promoting his new book on the Amazon. It's supposed to be big tech censoring speech, and that is messed up his damn.
Wait, so he wrote a book, and now the book is being sold on Amazon, talking about how Amazon took down. That's brilliant.
Yes. And I just wanted to say that. Thank you guys so much for putting me on there.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
The call, nobody. I mean, that's one way to get around it, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, use one form of media to, you know, work around the form of media that has censored you. And
don't they have to prove it?
Also, well, because it's printed media.
Well,
they have
Amazon.
Different rules.
I'm a really suspicious person of, like, the government and big companies and stuff like that. My theory immediately is they created this, oh, I got censored story just so they could sell the books and make more conservatives freak out and be anti-private businesses making their own decisions. Because that's what they're kind of turning conservatives into. Conservatives are like, Facebook should not be allowed to censor me. So there's that outlook.
Yeah, I guess there are a few social medias out there that, you know, aren't censored. But none of them really compete with the big ones, Twitter, Facebook.
Mm-hmm. But that's another, that's the system issue. Instead of,
well, it's a matter of building the platform into something that people want to join. And not just people that are, you know, tired of the big tech censorship, but people who, you know, the regular folk who use Facebook, right? It's not catering to those people yet. 603-283-6160. More free talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden wants U.S. intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a statement, the president said that there was insufficient evidence right now to confirm either of two leading theories behind the origins of the virus. Biden directed U.S. intelligence agencies to issue a report within 90 days. And at least 8 people were killed Wednesday when a gunman opened fire at a light rail yard in San Jose. The shooter, identified as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy, was an employee at the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority facility. The Santa Clara County Sheriff says they also found bomb-making materials in the building. Officials say Cassidy is among the dead. They believe he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. No clear motive has been identified. VTA officials say that light rail services will be suspended for several days while the investigation at the yard continues. This is USA Radio News. The Transportation Security Administration is gearing up for a busy post-pandemic summer travel season at airports all across the nation. John Clemens has more.
According to Patricia Mancha, the TSA, most airports across the country will be operating at 80% capacity.
At the height of the pandemic, we were seeing maybe 70,000, 80,000 people a day, and this is nationwide. Now we're back to 1.7, 1.8 million people traveling at airports across the country on a daily basis.
All travelers must be wearing a face mask.
Every traveler who is on airport property is required to wear a face mask that covers their nose and their mouth, and they're required to keep that face mask on while they're in the airplane and while they travel.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Grab a crayon, write it on the fridge. 603-283-6160. Maybe a can of spray paint from the garage and paint it on your driveway so you don't forget. That is the number you need to call in to Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself.
Angie.
And Bonnie. Where did Bonnie go? What'd you do, Angie?
She went to feed the dog.
What did you do with Bonnie?
She's back. Woohoo!
Oh, you got that flashlight on again. And?
And Bonnie.
All right, thank you. I feel much better now. We've been talking about this article from The Sun where apparently they're offering reduced, they're calling it sentences, but if you've been sentenced to community service, why, they'll give you up to 40 hours of reduced sentence if you agree to get vaccine.
It's like they're admitting that, like, the community service doesn't actually do anything.
It's exactly what they're doing.
We can just arbitrarily cut it in half if you do this other thing we want you to do more.
I mean, basically what they're saying is, well, you're our slaves for, this period of time anyway, so if you want to get out of slavery sooner, why, get this needle in your arm.
Come get branded.
Like, yeah.
The average American's not going to care, though.
Well, they already don't.
Exactly.
For some reason, or for some offenders, it does seem appropriate to recognize that the time and the cost involved are perhaps lining up child care, taking time off from work, arranging for transportation, making it to a vaccination site not once, but twice. This recognizes the commitment they've made in doing that. Oh, they're saving some time. Court leaders are trying to avoid pressuring people into getting the vaccine, but rather making those that qualify aware of the benefits. Okay, tell me the benefits of the vaccine. Ready? Go.
Nobody knows.
That's
it's
right.
A question mark.
I know.
It's so new that we're unsure what the benefits might be.
Even the FDA doesn't know. They don't even claim to know. They just went ahead and let these vaccine manufacturers skip all of the regular processes and trials and all that kind of stuff and granted them an emergency exception.
They've washed their hands of the...
While also making sure that these companies can't be held liable.
That's the biggest red flag. I mean, why would you go and get a vaccine that they're saying that if this vaccine screws you up, we are not going to be held responsible, but you better get it and you need it and we're going to give you some free donuts.
And reduced sentences
for your health.
And
yep.
You know, a free beer. There's a whole bunch of, or a chance to win $1 million.
Woo!
You know, if the thing worked and it was effective, everybody be lining up to get one.
But the smart people, and a lot of people in the medical field who actually work with this stuff and they see people come through, they have decided not, they've opted out. They have the option, and they've opted out because they know the repercussions of this in a few years.
Well, more to the point, they don't know what the repercussions could be.
Right, but they know that there's going to be some side effects that are not going to be positive and that they're not going to be stuck with some needle with some, you know, vaccine that they have no idea what's going to do.
I still await the study on the number of people who suffered complications from all three of them, like a total number, as well as the number of people who died as a result of taking this.
I remember I read one time that there was, I don't know what strain it was, but there was one vaccine that if people took it, they were saying in 5 years, everyone who took that vaccine would be dead. And so can you imagine if one third of the people who have received the vaccine in 5 years just dropped over?
Yeah, the only reason that I don't think it's quite that malicious is because it doesn't make sense for governments to sort of cull their tax base.
Well, okay, that's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is just follow the money. The government might not be the one that is making this decision to kill people. It might just really be that these sleazy vaccine companies are like, we don't think it's going to kill people. We'll give you money and we're going to sell them. And they don't intend them to kill people, but you can't rush these things, you know.
Do you know if there are any towns or cities or states that require you to have the vaccine in order to get state help?
I haven't heard of that yet.
It's coming. If they haven't done it yet, then in order to get your housing or your food stamps or your medical care or anything like that, you're going to have that vaccine.
Right. Yeah, any kind of welfare
and
program.
Your children, they're going to have it as well.
That is something that still has yet, like I know that they're giving them down to the age of 12 now,
mm-hmm.
Which is disturbing, but...
Very disturbing.
Yeah.
They can't decide.
Especially
themselves.
In females, because it messes with their reproductive systems.
Yeah.
And that's already been shown to be happening.
Yep.
Other states are also offering incentives to increase vaccination averages. In Maryland, starting on Tuesday, one resident in the state who has received the COVID vaccine will win $40,000 every day as part of a program launched by Governor Larry Hogan and the Maryland Lottery. In New York, anyone who gets vaccinated will receive a $20 lottery ticket for the 5 million mega multiplier lottery as part of the Vaccine Scratch program.
Vaccine Scratch.
That sounds like a venereal disease.
That's exactly. I was thinking about somebody scratching their butt. I was like,
ew.
Vaccine Scratch, huh? You see the guy sitting next to you on the city bus and he's scratching. Oh, Vaccine Scratch.
Got your Vaccine Scratch, huh?
Captain and Angie, have you guys heard of Tim and Eric's Awesome Show?
No, I haven't.
Of what?
Tim and Eric's Epic Awesome Show or something like that. It was a Adult Swim show, and
okay.
It was like, it was actual people. It wasn't like a cartoon, and they would always do these skits. Like all their shows were like just skits.
Okay.
And they would do these skits that were supposed to be commercials, like it was them, and they were selling things. And they would always be selling really dangerous or really disgusting things, like pants that you can just poop in and never have to go to the bathroom because they're sealed.
I love it.
But they would always use the line, "It's for your health."
I've written a song.
But this is like
I've written a song about that, or rewritten a song. You can find it at LordKickAss.com. It's called "S Your Pants," but "ass" is like a whole word. It's to the tune of the Safety Dance by Men Without Hats if you're from the 80s or otherwise infatuated with bad 80s pop music. You'll recognize that song. Something was brought to my mind recently along similar lines. It's a skit from the UCB, the Upright Citizens Brigade. And in this skit, it's two brothers. They're at a golf course. And the one brother is very successful, very confident. And the other brother is, you know, having some problems. He's got, you know, a big thing going on in his job. And, you know, he needs that extra edge. So he asks his brother, you know, hey, how do you do it? How do you, you know, get that extra edge? You know, this is a big deal for me. And he's like, okay, I'll tell you, but you have to not tell anybody else. And he goes, reach into your pocket. You got some change in there? He's like, yeah. You got some pennies in there? Like, yeah. Like, those pennies have been in my A.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? And so the skit continues on about, like, how this guy has been doing this activity for years and spreading them around in the, like, need a penny, take a penny. And that's what gives him the extra edge to, when he goes to close his power deal or whatever. Right? It's super hilarious.
Everybody's touched my poop
also,
pennies.
Yeah. Those are my ass pennies.
Ew. Yeah.
It's an hilarious skit that you should go and check out. The UCB was kind of like Mad TV, TV show. It was a little hit and miss. Some of it was really funny, some of it not so funny, but that particular skit blew me away the first time I saw it. I was laughing so hard.
I wonder if you could get high if you did that with dollars.
Like you spread them in your...
<Sorry. laughs>
There is a there's also a song called Boogie in Your Butt. It's by Bobby Jimmy and the Critters. It's also out of the 80s. The guy sounds just like Eddie Murphy as he sings this song. And it is, it's another hilarious
Boogie song. In Your Butt.
Boogie in Your Butt.
I have to look that up.
603-283-6160. Again, Bobby Jimmy and the Critters, I believe, is the artist on that one.
Okay, thanks.
okay, you needed to know. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to call into Free Talk Live and talk about whatever is on your mind. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Is it the final segment?
This is our final. Yes, the show went by so fast.
What'd you do with Bonnie again?
I brought her back. She's here.
Okay. You keep disappearing. Are you a warlock?
I'm just, I don't know.
Warlocks are gender specific, aren't they?
Yeah, what is it, Wiccan?
I think warlocks are dudes, right?
There are dudes,
warlock,
yeah.
A warlock is like a witch, right?
Is there? Is it is. It's just a dude witch, as far as I know, right?
It is a dude. I think it's a dude.
It's interesting that, like, there's gender specification amongst the world of the occult, so to speak. Anyway, it is
priest
Free Talk Live.
I'm the priestess of Free Talk Live. I'm just kidding.
Whoa, weird.
Of this electric Electric Chapel.
It is time for the Electric Chapel, and I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Angie
and Bonnie.
It is the final segment. We got no calls holding, so I need to issue a retraction. But before I do that, I need to say thank you to Teddy Graham.
Thank you, Teddy Graham.
Teddy Graham is a gold-level amplifier, which means Teddy Graham gives $10 a month to help get this radio program onto more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere around 200 stations. We could be on 250, we could be on 300, or even more. But, you know, we could use a hand doing that kind of thing. It takes money and resources. If you become an amplifier, all you need to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com and check out. You get some little perks, and there's, you know, some special groups that you can be in once you're an amplifier. If you become one of them, you get those perks, but you also get to help us get onto more radio stations, and that's exactly what that money goes for. It doesn't go into my beer fund. It doesn't go to feed Bonnie's dog. It doesn't go to Angie's massage therapy, not business, her voluntary service.
I'm not a business.
Doesn't provide to anybody.
Does go to my natty light habit. No, I'm just kidding.
I noticed you've switched brands today.
Yeah.
You've moved to, what is that, Bud Light?
Yeah.
Anyway, you can find out all about the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. Please, if you enjoy this program, the hosts, the co-hosts, if we've educated you, if you've learned something, or you've just been entertained, please consider becoming an amplifier. Thank you again, Teddy Graham. We appreciate your contribution. All right, so I need to issue a retraction. In the previous segment, I said that the song Boogie in Your Butt was by Bobby Jimmy and the Critters. I had to look it up because I'm like, well, my 80s knowledge might be a little rusty. And sure enough,
I did say the guy sounded just like Eddie Murphy.
You did. I remember that.
And the reason he sounds just like Eddie Murphy is because...
It's Eddie Murphy.
It was Eddie frickin' Murphy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he put out a rap album and he didn't cuss or something? Or am I thinking of Will Smith? Yeah, it was Will Smith. Will Smith was like anti-cussing.
Yeah, there's some names of songs that I can't mention here, but songs like Black Movie Theaters, Talking Cars, Doo-Doo Christmas Gifts, Boogie in Your Butt, Drinking Fathers, The Pope and Ronald Reagan, etc. and so on. That was Eddie Murphy's venture into the musical world. Boogie in Your Butt is a fantastic song. So Bobby, Jimmy, and the Critters, however, I learned of because of Dr. Demento, and also there was a radio station that featured one of the songs by them. They have a song called We Like Ugly Women.
You know what? They say that ugly women are better in bed.
There's a song much older than Bobby, Jimmy, and the Critters. They also did a song called Roaches that you might remember that was a little bit more popular. But there's an older song that says, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife.
I've heard that song,
so
yeah.
So for my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. So there you have it.
That's awesome.
We're free-forming here on Free Talk Live. I'm out of stuff. What do you got? Anything?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, I don't read the news.
Have to fill like 7 minutes.
I think I'm the only one who doesn't think this show went by very fast, and it's because all I have on my mind is me and Captain are going to go get drunk after this.
Because it's his birthday.
I do enjoy, I'm not afraid to say what I enjoy on the air. This is not an endorsement. They don't pay me to say this. There is a Vermont brewery called Shed, S-H-E-D. Mm-hmm. They make a brown ale called Mountain Ale. It's a rugged ale, according to their marketing on their label. It is 7.6% alcohol, which is very high.
That is a lot for a beer.
Which is why I love it.
What does the average beer have?
Like 5.3.
Okay.
You know, some of it's 3.2.
So like your Bud Light or your Budweiser would have like 5 point something.
Yeah, this is probably double, you know, a regular beer. But it's also a brown ale, so the viscosity is high. It's a little thicker than like a Bud Light. Bud Light's pretty thin, easy to chug. The Shed Mountain
Ale.
Does
it still smell like horse pee?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
I tried a sip of Captain Shed, and to me, a not huge beer drinker or like a connoisseur or anything, it tasted like Guinness.
It's closer to Guinness than it would be to Bud Light. Guinness is much thicker than the Shed Mountain Ale is because, I don't know why, but that's just how they make it. But also, Guinness, believe it or not, even though it's made in Ireland, it's the lowest alcohol content of most beers.
What is it?
It's like 3%.
Oh, wow. That's not much at all.
It might even be less than
that. Well, that's why they act like they can drink so much.
Well, the problem that I have with Guinness is that I drink two of those and I'm full. Like, it sits in my gut and it doesn't go anywhere for a while because it's so thick. It's like a beer shake.
I can see that because whenever I see it, like, poured, it comes up out with this froth that looks like cotton candy thickness.
Yeah, I joke about it being motor oil for your soul.
It's motor oil for your gut.
Well, for your soul, too.
Yeah,
you know.
Maybe.
However, one of my favorite bar cocktails ever is the Irish Car Bomb.
I've never heard of that.
So if you order it in an actual Irish pub, just order the Car Bomb.
Okay.
They get offended if you call it the Irish Car Bomb because you're specifically, you know, pointing out the Irish portion,
mm-hmm.
right? And they like it's a car bomb. Anybody could make one, right? So they don't like it.
I like the. Have you ever heard of them? Chocolate cake shots.
Yes.
Those are delicious.
Now this is kind of in flavor. It's kind of close to that. When people who've never had one before taste one, they're like, it's kind of tastes like chocolate or like a cake or something. So all it is, it's just a shot glass with, you know, a bit of Jameson, mostly Jameson, and then it's topped off with Bailey's Irish Cream on the top. And then you get a half a pint of Guinness, and then you take the shot glass with the Jameson and the Irish Cream, and you drop it into the half pint of Guinness, and then you chug the whole thing. And I mean chug.
And it's a stupid way to do it because it hits your front teeth when you pull it back.
Well, so
that's
only for the inexperienced. Yes. There is a way to keep it from hitting your teeth. There are many ways, actually, but so it just depends on
you. Gotta use that tongue, method. Bonnie.
Gene Simmons has a different way than anybody else. You know, it's really personal preference, but it tastes like chocolate to me anyway. It's because it's the Irish cream and the Guinness kind of gives it this, you know, almost cake like flavor to it, a creamy to it. It doesn't burn at all. Most people who want to drink whiskey, you know, I don't like whiskey because of the burn, right? And you know, when you take a shot, it kind of burns on the way down. If you do an Irish car bomb, there is no burn at all.
My favorite shots are pickle shots.
I've never had a pickle shot.
You take a shot of tequila, and then you take a shot of pickle juice.
Oh, pickleback.
Pickleback?
Yeah.
Is that what you
called
it?
Yeah, so any shot with a shot of pickle juice, it's called a back, right? Some places when you order a Bloody Mary, they give you a beer back, which is a really small beer. So when you drink your Bloody Mary, you can wash it, you can chase it with a beer. So a friend of mine back out west, we actually nicknamed him Pickleback. Because he would want to do shots of whiskey, but he would always order a side of some pickle juice. And I'm like, what is that? He's like, pickleback.
It turns
your shot, and then you chase it with a little bit of pickle juice.
At least with the tequila, it just turns it into the flavor of a spicy pickle. Maybe I'm just really from Texas.
Oh.
Because they sell spicy pickles in the grocery stores there.
Yes. So now I'm really thinking about drinking.
Well, in North Carolina, they sell, like, pickled eggs.
Ooh, yeah.
Have you ever had a pickled egg?
I've seen them pink in the grocery store, but no, I've never had one.
In Wisconsin, they have them in a big gallon-sized jar behind the bar, and they're like, I don't know, 50 cents, two for a buck or something, whatever they are, you know, or two for two, a dollar a piece, or I don't know what they are. They also have pickled pig's feet?
Yes, they do have pickled pig's feet, yeah.
Pickled okra.
Ooh.
My grandpa makes pickled okra in Alabama.
In all of the bars in Wisconsin, you can walk into them and go, hey, you got dice? And they'll be like, sure. And they'll reach into the bar and they'll hand you a dice cup with like the leather bottom. It's all really
nice. Like
and five dice in it.
For Yahtzee?
For playing drinking games.
Oh, really?
And I grew up in Wisconsin. I just thought this was at all bars. So then I leave Wisconsin. I go to a bar. I'm like, you got dice?
You can have
and
dice.
What are you talking about?
Dice. You know, I'm like, is that a drink? I'm like, no, it's a cup with five dice.
Dice.
In it. We're out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Free Talk Live. Visit us at freetalklive.com. Listen to our archives. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.